Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, you're listening to Cody and Gold weekdays 10 to 2 right here on 610 Sports Radio. They're going to qualify somebody every day at 11:35 and 11:50 to win a really cool Chiefs prize pack. It includes a custom jersey, and you're going to get the new patches for the Super Bowl on it. A Super Bowl sweatshirt, hat. Some commemorative coins as well. Really cool prize pack. Every day they're going to qualify somebody 11:35 and 11:50 to win all that on Cody and Gold.
That's pretty awesome. Also pretty, I guess, awesome. I don't know. Our man Tim is having oral surgery right now. And in the surgery room, he made them put on us to listen as he's going through the surgery. So, Tim, my man, hang in there. Hope the surgery goes well. And as soon as this thing is over, we'll all celebrate a second Super Bowl championship together.
Whose mouth?
Tim's mouth. That's good. That's good. That's really good.
Hope you didn't make Tim just snort.
No, I hope not, man. I hope you're doing all right, my man. Good Lord, oral surgery. And then you want to listen to us?
Got that little sucker thing in his mouth.
Yeah. Dr. Thirsty.
Why don't you do a quick Whose House to see if he responds, and we'll find out if he did it in the...
I don't think he's going to. Whose house, though?
Tim's house.
Tim's house.
So it's Mahomes and Brady again.
It is?
They met four times. Each has won twice. All four games decided by 7 points or less.
Mm-hmm.
And you tallied up the cumulative score.
I did. I got this today.
So
this is good.
If we're playing
aggregate
the tiebreaker,
scoring.
This is the tiebreaker. It's 2-2, right?
Right.
So to play the tiebreaker, you have to go to scoring. Right?
I kind of like the aggregate scoring thing. Like the soccer, it's unique. It's different, you know, and maybe in a baseball deal where you have a 3-game series or something, you do the aggregate scoring or whatever. But I kind of like it. It's unique, right? But if you do aggregate scoring here, we win. Patrick Mahomes, 121. Tom Brady, 120. Mahomes.
What?
So Mahomes, who drops by the drive Mondays at 2:15 here on 610 Sports Radio for his exclusive weekly interview,
says we are the official broadcast partners of the Chiefs.
The Super Bowl with Brady attached to it does amp it up.
It was going to be super exciting no matter what. I mean, but I'd get to go up against Tom. And all the success that he's had, I mean, it's going to be a special moment. I'm excited for the opportunity to go up against the GOAT, and so it's going to be a great moment for all of us, and we're excited for the opportunity.
My wife was really embarrassed to me yesterday because I did not know until yesterday that a kid was a baby GOAT. I had never, ever, ever heard that.
Really?
I never heard that. Never paid attention to it. Did not know what's a baby GOAT. A GOAT. I don't know. I never knew. But it was everywhere yesterday, right?
Oh, God, yes.
She's like, I'm so embarrassed. She's like, you didn't know that? I'm like,
no. That's why she's embarrassed of you. You're very lucky.
Exactly. I'm like, I grew up in Iowa. I didn't grow up on a farm. I don't know.
You never ran through that list of, like, what baby animals
no,
are?
No, yeah. I don't think I ever
you
played
know what
that
a baby
game.
Cow is called?
A calf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby chicken?
What about a baby kangaroo?
A bunch of geese or a gaggle or something? Is that right?
Yeah.
No?
A baby kangaroo is a joey.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whoa. A gander is a female geese.
It is. A mallard is a male duck.
That's why what's goose? What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh, okay.
That's where that phrase comes from. Okay. Cool. If we're playing the legacy game as well, mm-hmm. which we kind of are, right?
Pretty sure they just call a baby giraffe a giraffe.
You're chasing Brady.
Correct.
You got to get this one over
you
Brady.
You got to get it. It's a
because
must for the legacy.
He adds to his legacy by beating you.
Yeah, there may not be another opportunity
career.
To get it back.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Because you'd always have that, well, he got Mahomes that last time.
Correct.
The last time they met. That could be a scoreboard. An ultimate end of the day scoreboard.
It could be.
So this one, I'm not saying it's extra pressure because of legacy, but
I just got more excited for the Super Bowl. I didn't know I could.
Perception wise, Brady's looked at as, you know, he's the standard. If he gets you at age 43 or whatever in his last go round, you can win all these ones later. But he got that last one. This is big.
This is huge.
This is big for legacy, and I don't think it puts any added pressure on Mahomes necessarily, but the narrative aspect of it, you got to win this one.
You know, I know it's only Tuesday and we still have 12 more days to go, but like I got a shot of adrenaline when you mentioned that. Like I'm amped up now and I'm ready to go.
Because you know how it's going to be.
Yeah.
The Brady was better crowd
right.
that will be there. We're having that argument in 20 years or whatever.
Correct. Well, the last time they met, Tom Brady beat him in the Super Bowl. No, I think it's a very important game for legacy for Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, it continues to add to
and
the legacy of Tom Brady.
It's an awesome chip if Mahomes gets this one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's
like on his run to catch Brady. Remember, he beat Brady along the way.
He beat Brady in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
This is big.
It's very big. It's no question. It's very big for the legacy. And it makes me start to think, like, is this game going to be the most watched Super Bowl of all time? And obviously, we're still in the middle of this pandemic thing and nobody's going anywhere. So I'm sure people will be glued to their TV sets. But there are so many storylines in this Super Bowl just with the two quarterbacks. I mean, just with the two quarterbacks and just with Tom Brady alone, there are many storylines. Can he be another quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams and join Peyton Manning, you know, in that category? Can he be a guy that turns two franchises around? Is he better than Bill Belichick? Like, there are just so many storylines on Tom Brady. And then you add Patrick Mahomes to the mix, the GOAT, as Andy Reid called him yesterday, versus the new face of the National Football League, who will be the GOAT as soon as Tom Brady, you know, retires here. What's he going to do? How's he going to grow his legacy? How's his legacy going to change from this game? He's already creating this legacy. Now, if you go out there and you win back-to-back Super Bowls for the first time since Tom Brady did it in the early 2000s, and you beat Tom Brady along the way, yeah, the legacy just continues to grow and grow and grow. And it's really cool to see how evenly matched these two guys are in their four head-to-head matchups. 2-2, and Patrick Mahomes has a 1-point lead in aggregate scoring over Tom Brady.
For reference, by the way, the most watched Super Bowl of all time, that was Super Bowl 49, Patriots, and why am I drawing a blank here on the other one? Either way, it was Super Bowl 49, 114,442,000 viewers. So there's your bar. Clear that if you want to get the most
watched. How many did you say?
114,442,000.
Yeah, I think we got a shot at that this year. I mean, I do.
I think the game did feature Tom Brady.
Yeah. So. Well, you got the greatest of all time and the guy who's going to be the greatest
Seahawks,
of all time.
By the way, that was who they...
You couldn't have really asked for a better Super Bowl matchup this season than what we're getting. I mean, man switches team. The Brady or Belichick debate. Who's better? Can Brady go out on his own and win? Belichick can't win without Brady. Brady's won without Belichick. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, America's darlings. I mean, like, it really is converging to say this Super Bowl, just the game, has something in it for every sports fan out there.
We'll hear more from Mahomes on the other side and his thoughts on getting to that second straight Super Bowl. And we're in that realm. If we didn't have the target before, we have the target now. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Commercial free until 9 o'clock this half hour, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We are indeed the target. We'll get to that coming up.
Right across the street, actually.
It's been a little while. Baseball needs to happen again today.
I get anxiety talking about the sport of baseball.
And we'll probably get to a little doting on Mahomes before 9 o'clock. Big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
On Fesco in the Morning.
Patrick Mahomes on the drive. Yesterday's exclusive, hard to say, interview. 2:15 Mondays right here on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. He joins the drive and discuss the sacrifice it took to get to back-to-back.
For guys to keep their head straight and head down and just keep working and to be, great with these protocols and great with having to stay away from some of their friends and family that they would have seen throughout the season just for the betterment of the team. I mean, it's been a lot. It's been a ton on these guys. And so, I'm just proud of everybody that they've been able to put in the work and do it the right way. And now we have a chance to go out there and win another Super Bowl.
If I didn't know the voice, I would think that was Andy Reid.
Did Reek know?
I mean, that's Andy Reid to a T.
Right.
I'm really proud of the guys for going out there and putting their heads down and putting the work in and not, you know, sacrificing some time with friends and family and getting through this COVID thing and putting themselves in a position to go out there and do it. That's Andy Reid.
You know, it's amazing because I talked to somebody yesterday who has a knowledge of what's kind of going on with the organization, and I was told that these guys, they never really announced it to anybody, but you heard Patrick talk about, like, not seeing extended family, not seeing friends. The organization didn't put these guys in quarantine or anything like that they, you know, let everybody know about. But these guys put themselves kind of in that strict quarantine. They went out there and they didn't see the extended family, as Patrick talked about. They didn't see any friends. And I was told it was nothing like our quarantine where we put ourselves in the quarantine for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever it was. But it's been much stricter than anybody else's, which is why they've had the ability to run this back, man. To get 53 plus people and 170 or whatever they said they tested a day, Mark Donovan, the Chiefs president, told us a couple of weeks ago, to get 170 people all on the same page to really go overboard when it comes to quarantining because they really want to win this thing back. It's not just staying healthy. It's not just getting out there and getting after your opponent each week. It's, oh, by the way, when you're done with work, you will go home and see nobody for the next couple of months. To get 170 people or whatever it was to buy into that and to believe in that and to live that for the last 6 months or whatever it's been, that's truly remarkable. It shows you, Josh, how bad they truly want to run this thing back. It's not just lip service. It's action.
Mahomes on getting to that second Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think I'm more grateful for the opportunity. I mean, I know how hard it is to get Super Bowls. I mean, it's not something that comes every single year. And I just want to
really
take advantage of the team that I have around me every single time I can. And we have a lot of great playmakers on this team, a lot of guys that compete every single day. And so, for us to get to the Super Bowl, I mean, obviously we're not done yet, but to get there and be able to grind out every single day to get this opportunity to play in this game is definitely something that I'm grateful for.
And we can.
If there's one person.
I know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl.
If there's one person who can't say
twice
that
in 3 years.
And you were within one play of getting to 3 in 3 years as a starter.
Right.
Like Aaron Rodgers can say, I know how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl. He don't make Super Bowls. You know, Tony Romo could have said, I know how hard it is to get there. He don't make Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes is like the one guy who can't say, I know how hard it is to get there. Do you? I mean, the work is hard leading up to it, obviously, but it seems like it's like our birthright now. Patrick Mahomes is going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's really hard. Oh, yeah, it looks really hard.
Yeah, sure.
He's there every year.
Yeah.
It's not like he was born on third and thought he got a triple, though. Right. Like, I mean, he gets it.
But he does get the fact that you got to capitalize with the teammates that are around you, you know, and this isn't, you got to go. You might not have forever a Hall of Fame tight end or the fastest wide receiver in the NFL or a tremendous defensive couple defensive linemen and Tyrann Mathieu around.
Might not have that.
This may be the best group around Patrick Mahomes for his tenure. Hope it's not. I know now it's really good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the future holds. You got to go in and win these things when you can.
I mean, he had to sit there on the sidelines while Marcus Mariota was completing passes to himself.
Yeah. But
I think he knows how hard it is.
I'll say this. Brett, no pressure. You got to live up to what we got right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, no pressure. Now, 2 weeks. Oh, my. The rust set in. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm
my
kidding.
God. Are they going to talk about rust this week? Are we going to hear about rust this week?
No, because both teams will be equally rusty.
Right. So there's rusty. Yes. Gotcha. When only one is rusty, it's a thing. When two are rusty, it's just
rusty. It's a much-needed week off.
Even rust.
Yes. After COVID and all this stuff, we need a week off. So we just played two games. We need a week off.
But they welcome to the Rust Bowl.
They get that extra bye week.
I'm sure we'll work on a few more plays. Coach Reed seems like he has a new book of plays every time we have any bye week, so I'm sure we'll have some of those things to work on. And then for me, I mean, I'm watching as much film as possible. I mean, this is a really good defense that's playing really good football right now, and so for me to try to find any advantage that I possibly can find and try to get a jump start on that will be something that I really detail down.
Giddy up. Andy's got new plays, and Pat's watching a bunch of video.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the perfect week for Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, he absolutely loves this week, and he can sit down and watch more film and tape than he's ever watched before on an opponent, and that doesn't bode well for Tampa. That does not bode well at all for the Buccaneers on this one.
So you can hear the full interview, Patrick Mahomes with the Drive. He joins them each and every Monday at 2:15, exclusively here on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. He did even mention that, yeah, Super Bowl would have been great anyway, but having Tom Brady at the end of it's pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out the conversation with the guys and the quarterback at 610sports.com or via the radio.com app. Meanwhile, if we didn't know it before, we've entered that realm. The Chiefs have entered that realm. Remember, just a few years ago, we were trying to get in that realm, which was, boy, we can be the Patriots. At that point, the Steelers as well.
Like, sure.
Just get me in that grouping with the Patriots and the Steelers, right? Those were the kind of the it wasn't anybody in the division for me. It was Pittsburgh's sustained.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to say excellence, but I mean, they were really good for a long time, right?
No doubt.
They've always
they still are good.
They always had New England
Josh,
there.
They've had three coaches since the merger.
Yeah, I know.
Since 1970, they've had three head coaches. They've been pretty solid.
And if they land a quarterback move,
yeah,
good grief.
Who knows?
They could be right back there again. But now the Chiefs are that team. We heard the Raiders have said they're trying to be the Chiefs, right?
Right.
And the Bills are now saying they want to be the Chiefs, including their quarterback, Josh Allen.
I can't say enough good things about how they play on the field. And, they did a good job last night. And I guess that's kind of everybody's want, is to be what they are right now and to have that sustained success over the last few years, to have a quarterback like that who gives you a chance no matter what point, you know, he's feeling, he's healthy, unhealthy, whatever it is. I think that's what every team would want, is to be in consecutive Super Bowl, Super Bowls, and have that, the ability to win multiple Super Bowls. So that's something that we got to, step back and look at. You know, we don't want to be them. We don't want to be anybody else, but we want to be the best versions of ourselves here, and we think that's good enough.
We don't want to be them, but we want to be them. Because in the first part of that, he says...
We like being us, and doggone it, that's good enough.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not. You should want to be them. But again, as we talked about...
Which is what he said early in the cut, and in the end, he's like, well, we don't want to be anybody other than ourselves. Yeah, it sounds like you do.
It sounds like you do, and that's fine, okay.
That's fine.
Like every team in the
camera
NFL...
camera over top of Stephon Diggs, the show, and it felt like he wanted to be part of that.
Yeah,
no question. I mean, did you see that picture of Stephon Diggs standing way down the field watching all of that go on? Like, people in Buffalo are loving that moment right now. That's what it's all about. He's looking at that, and he's going to get back there next year. But I mean, like as great as Tom Brady was during that run, you never felt like he was like unbeatable. I mean, you always felt like, oh, okay, we got a shot. But like with Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team right now, if you're the rest of the AFC, I said earlier, petition to join the NFC because you don't really have a chance. You just like
that's the angle though that they're taking with that Stephon Diggs. Is its motivation?
Oh yeah, Stephon Diggs is motivated. Yeah, watching this is now he knows what it's going to be like.
Struck me as
to
like
get
a creepy ex-boyfriend sitting in the car down the block while like some new boyfriend kisses the other, of course. Girlfriend
But you're not a Buffalo fan.
No, but I could spin that absolutely. Like you lose the World Series and you watch that team celebrate on the field and you're sitting in the dugout and you got that look on your face.
Next year we're going to be back.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
The problem is like nobody else has a beast like Patrick Mahomes to have to overcome. I mean, it's just when you open the gates to start the season, if you're in the AFC, you're like, we're all playing for second place.
Right now, this is where the Patriots were.
Right.
You have to overcome that team. Tre'Davious White says eventually they will have to knock off the Chiefs.
Plain and simple, to get to where we want to be, that's going to be, you know, the team that we're going to have to go over to beat. We're going to have to find a way to beat them. They have the pieces that they have, how dynamic their offense is, how great their defense is. It's taking the ball away. That's the team that, if we want to get to where we want to go, that's the team that we're going to have to beat. That's the standard there.
There you go. That's the standard there. Maybe says it's easy. It's not easy. I do disagree with him on that. It's easy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy to point what the target is. It's much more difficult to then try to go get it. But if the Chiefs weren't the marked team and were taking everybody's best shot before, now you got the Bills. Like, oh, we gotta get over that team.
Right.
I feel like we were there. I feel like we were there not too long ago.
I don't mean to, like, be, how am I, like, arrogant about this? But if you are another team like Buffalo, how do you not look at that and just, like, drop your shoulders and go, oh, man, we're really good.
I got work to do. Roll your sleeves up and get to work.
But no matter what you do, he's doing more and better things. Like, he's not going to allow you to come in here and beat him. I mean, they've got a quarterback that is not just a generational quarterback. He may be, whatever you want to say, a 100-year quarterback. He may be something we never see again, we haven't seen before. He has the ability to go out there and just win at any point in time like no other quarterback has ever done before. Like, even if you're Buffalo, Josh, and you go out there and play your top game, and you go out there and you're playing your best football, that's all well and good, but you still have to play better than Patrick Mahomes and make more plays than Patrick Mahomes. And I think right now to steal a line, that's humanly impossible.
I do think at some point the NFL will see another player like Patrick Mahomes. And I've argued with you before about the fact that I think the NFL has seen players.
We've been waiting 100 years. Like,
okay. I think the NFL has seen players like Patrick Mahomes before, and they'll see him again. I mean, how many times do we have the conversation about, oh, he's going to be the next Jordan, or he's going to be, may he rest in peace, the next Kobe Bryant, or he'll be the next LeBron. Like, that torch is constantly getting passed. And while we want to be prisoner of the moment and say, we've never seen this before, we've never seen this before, like, there have been players of the ilk of Patrick Mahomes that came along. I know you give me crap about this, but Aaron Rodgers in his first full season as a starter.
Not a winner.
Is the type of play. Oh, he won a Super Bowl in that first couple of years, Bob. So, like, there was that, oh, my goodness, we've never seen a player like this guy before, and then here we are a decade and a half later, and hey, here's Patrick Mahomes to come save the day and be the next thing to come around. So, while it does strike me as weird, because I was having a conversation with a friend last night, and I'm like, it's so weird that, like, anytime I talk about my favorite football team, I sound like a complete homer. But it's like accuracy. Like,
no, it is. Yeah.
There's not a real good, solid way to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs without sounding like a homer.
Man, that's
right
fine.
Now. But like, I do think at some point there will be somebody that comes along that's the heir apparent, right? Like, there's going to be someone that gets that torch passed to them. And while we can, you know, I know you're a little hyperbolic sometimes, Bob, but like,
what?
Yeah, but like, you know, in the moment, yes, you're right about there not being another guy on that level. At some point, it's going to get to that. And I think Patrick Mahomes welcomes that. I think he's looking forward to somebody being on his level and on his plane, because at some point, and look, I know this is a team game. Like, it takes more than just one person to overcome things, but that's a pretty damn important piece to the puzzle.
Sure.
I think somebody's going to come along and challenge him for that. And
I look at the rest of the AFC, and there's a lot of quarterbacks in the AFC,
right.
And there's a lot of coming quarterbacks in the AFC. The AFC isn't going to be a cakewalk forever.
And just look around the division.
I think the NFC side's got a lot of work to do. The AFC side, you got a lot of quarterbacks, and seemingly other quarterbacks looking to move in.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, though.
I'd say Justin Herbert and the possibility of Matthew Stafford possibly being a Denver Bronco. Like,
right, Matthew Stafford going to Denver, if he goes there, that they immediately become the second best team, in my opinion, in the division.
Or if he goes to the Colts, I mean, maybe makes the Colts, you know, still relevant.
That one scares me because, again, I don't know, for whatever reason, and I don't know why the this is going to be said, but it is. I'm a big believer in Frank Reich. Like, I really value him as a head football coach. And I really like what Chris Ballard does there. Like, quietly, Indianapolis has what maybe Kansas City kind of has. And if they get Matthew Stafford, maybe you get that coach-player combination.
It's far from that. I mean,
you're right.
You got Ben, or maybe not. You got Lamar, you got Baker, you got Burrow, you got Josh Allen, you got Trevor Lawrence, probably. You have Deshaun Watson, likely. You have Herbert. I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks on the AFC side. I'm not saying he's not the favorite, Bob, but I'm just saying that there is going to be more competition in the AFC looks to be set up to be better than the NFC for the foreseeable future.
But all of those quarterbacks you named, Josh, they don't have a guy that's even remotely close to being what Andy Reid is to Patrick Mahomes. That's why I like Frank Reich so much. I mean, he was brilliant for the Eagles in calling plays when they won the Super Bowl. I think he's done a nice job already in Indianapolis with a quarterback situation where he thought he was going to have Andrew Luck, and that dude just quit on him. And then so they had to go with Jacoby Brissett and still made a run at it. And then they bring in, you know, Phillip Rivers last year, who could barely throw, and they made a run, and they made it into the postseason. Like, you look at, you know, what's going on with Herbert in San Diego. Great quarterback. Who's his coach? What's the relationship going to be like there? Is that an Andy Reid type of relationship? I don't know. Even Matthew Stafford in Denver, Vic Fangio. I mean, like, Andy Reid plus Patrick Mahomes equals greater than anything anybody else has in that combination.
For sustained success, I would agree with you. But yeah. I think the road to it in an individual playoff could get tougher.
But we also talk about
Quarterbacks all the time and quarterback matchups all the time. If there are quarterbacks that can play on the level of Patrick Mahomes, gives them a chance. The NFC doesn't have that.
No, they definitely don't. But we always talk about
passing
the torch.
You got all the retiring old guys over there, and so that's going to be the AFC is weighted more heavily in the quarterback department, and that could spell some more competition for the Chiefs in the next few years.
There's always been somebody we're going to pass the torch to, whatever sport it is, and that torch seemingly never sticks. It's like the Olympic relay. They're on to the next. They're passing it to the next and passing it to the next. Well, Patrick Mahomes has gotten the torch, and he's running the entire marathon with that damn torch, and he's going to light the Olympic flame all by himself. Like, he's not passing the torch to anybody.
There's a lot going on in that analogy.
Yeah. He's going to do it all by himself.
So like, he's running a marathon, or he's lighting the torch?
Well, however long the run is to the torch. But once he gets that torch from Tom Brady, which he officially takes next week when he beats him in the Super Bowl, he will run
he's
with
just
that
passing
torch.
All the other people
and,
are
and
supposed
he's
to
not,
be ahead of him.
Yeah, he's not passing that torch not to anybody.
They're waiting to grab it, Ryan, but he just keeps running past
them. Yeah, he just keeps going past them. He's not giving it up. He's not giving it up.
He's a competitive prick.
You know, every year it's like, oh, we're going to pass the torch to this guy. Whatever sport it is, there's always a passing of the torch. Patrick Mahomes has got this torch.
We've never seen anybody that just runs away with this.
Right. We haven't, right?
At what point do you think the Chiefs start entertaining the notion of cloning Patrick Mahomes?
What do you mean, at what point?
Well, you think they've already started entertaining that notion?
Absolutely.
They're working in the seedy underbelly of Arrowhead Stadium, working to engineer a clone Mahomes?
Why wouldn't they be?
I'm just saying, like, imagine being the guy that has to follow Patrick Mahomes. There's only one person that could do it. That's... Other Pat.
Yeah. Like, well, are you being serious? You don't think that's already going on?
No, I don't think it's already going on.
I would just assume it was.
We'll just call him Pat. That's Pat Mahomes.
The person that does that's like five now or something, right? Or not even?
Yeah.
Probably not even born. The next quarterback.
I mean, I saw the Clone
Patrick
Wars.
Urkel? like Stephon Urkel? How would we do that?
Stephon Mahomes?
Yeah.
That's not good. That doesn't work. Doesn't play.
Choose our words carefully here, without cursing, Bob.
Well, I'm sorry, I wrote the curse word down, so it doesn't help.
Yeah. You said, get the bleep to spring training and start playing.
Right.
Baseball is doing it again because they never, ever learn. Spring training scheduled to open, although it feels like a loose schedule at this point.
I don't understand this.
February 17th. In both Arizona and Florida.
See you on February 17th. Be there or be fined.
But they're going to argue about it. The Cactus League wants things delayed. The union says the Cactus League is working too much in conjunction with baseball to try to basically screw over the players, right?
Uh-huh.
In terms of dollars. Ken Rosenthal writes, starting spring training on time makes little sense. So you're getting some pieces being written about, and that's looking at COVID cases in both Arizona and Florida. It feels like baseball has, again, not much of a plan. You had the commissioner come out a while back and said it was their hope that everybody got vaccinated before they ever played.
I got a lot of hopes and dreams,
and
too.
And guess what? That ain't happening.
Right.
Unless you're just not playing until the fall. doesn't look like you're going to be in line to vaccinate everybody before you play. We're supposed to start baseball here in like less than 3 weeks.
Right. Baseball realized, like, we've been in this for almost a year now. Most of us have evolved and adjusted the way we live life and tried to make things work during this pandemic, including every other major sport, including the NCAA, who doesn't have paid athletes working for them right now, right? And everybody is figuring out a way to navigate
if they're doing it right.
And baseball's already been through a lot of this because the pandemic hit right at, you know, the beginning of their season last year. So they took that time off. They figured things out. They played that 60-game schedule. And then the season ended like October 31st. So from November 1st to where we are right now, while the NFL has conducted a full season, the NBA's crowned a champion and started a second season, hockey's crowned a champion, started a second season, the NCAA has crowned a football champion, and they're getting ready to have their basketball tournament. Baseball's looking around going, I just don't know that we can do this right now. Like, I don't understand the mindset of Major League Baseball. I understand the mindset of players. Like, no matter what the owners say, the players are going to go the opposite way about that. They're very entitled, these Major League Baseball players. Like yesterday, baseball proposes universal DH and expanded playoffs, which means extra jobs and more money, and the players turn that down. Mm-hmm. I don't have the stomach for Major League Baseball players. They sit in a world that nobody else lives in.
How does that generate more jobs? I'm confused.
DH gives you the extra roster spot for everybody in the National League.
Oh, they expanded the roster.
Well, they're 26. Yeah, they've got the 26 roster spot. But, you know, these old guys that have beer guts can hang on another couple of years by playing, you know, the designated hitter position, right?
Seems to me like that would cost a pitcher a job. Like, it's...
That with the 26th roster spot,
they added a roster spot.
So they've added jobs.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
All the pitchers can pitch. They still have to hit, and you add a hitter.
And you add a hitter. So you've essentially added one guy for every roster. It's 30 extra jobs. It basically created a whole new team. And then you're going to expand playoffs, which mean the more playoff games, the more money comes in, the more money that gets distributed to the players. They're against that. Like, the baseball players are just absolutely, in my opinion, just creatures of a habit, and anything that could potentially change that isn't along their routine, they are against. And we're dealing with a situation in this country that nobody wants to be part of, obviously, with this pandemic. But it seems every other operation out there, Josh, has figured out a way. The head of the NFL medicine yesterday, Dr. Sills, I believe is his name, held a press conference.
Alan Sills held a press conference
yesterday and said not one case of COVID-19 was traced back to a game that was being played in a high contact sport. Major League, or not, the National Football League,
since he said it,
played 256 games. They had a couple of interruptions, but nothing canceled. They had 256 games played. They've played the playoffs in a high contact sport. The NFL has figured it out. Hockey is playing right now, high contact sport. And these folks in Arizona who don't want spring training to start are allowing their hockey team to play indoors with fans. The NBA, a high contact sport. Baseball is a sport of social distancing, save the catcher and the batter and the umpire. Everybody else is socially distanced naturally in Major League Baseball. I don't have the patience for any sort of information being leaked out, talk happening, work stoppage discussions, anything like that. February 17th is the start date of spring training. Get your ass to work.
But they're not even telling him that. That's the bad thing too. It's like it's just kind of a rough date. Like,
I'm speaking on both sides.
I'm sure there's plenty.
I'm speaking for the owners and the players. February 17th, get there.
There's plenty of players who are probably like, can we go on the 17th or not? Because it doesn't sound like we can. Didn't we tell baseball this last year? Handle your bleep in private.
Yeah,
and they're not doing it again.
Right.
Again, there's just stuff out there. It seems like neither side's discussing behind closed doors and getting it figured out. We shouldn't know all these details. It should just be, here's when it starts, here's when it goes.
There shouldn't be really, Josh, in my opinion, anything to discuss anymore. You've had
they do have the strong. Apparently, we've seen it as well too. They have the strongest union. They have the strongest, most powerful union.
Yeah. Representing
their baseball players, and they have the ability to set standards that apparently no other sport can. Like they have the most ability, or use the most ability to say no. We don't want to do this.
Well, they say no to everything.
And that's the problem, too. They also say no to everything. But we're on the cusp of getting going with spring training, and you got nothing figured out. And it's seemingly you've done nothing to work this out ahead of time and just go ahead and then roll out your plan. Here's when we're starting.
Well, they have an empty suit as a commissioner who's more concerned with shutting down minor league baseball teams than he is trying to figure out how to play baseball.
And then, unfortunately, you had a commissioner who said – he wanted everybody vaccinated. That can't feasibly happen before the start of play this
year.
You put something out there that you can't accomplish.
You've had three solid months. I know the holidays got involved, and maybe you were busy carving turkey, Bob Manfred. But you had all this time for 3 months to get a plan in place to figure out how you were going to do it. Meanwhile, every other sport has played one and two seasons since this thing has started. Like, I just don't get it. And from a player's perspective, you're under contract. You're under contract. We'll see you at the facility on February 17th. The contract expires after this year, but as of right now, you're under contract. So show up.
You're on watch.
Time for another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
When you look at Patrick Mahomes, he's the surest thing in football to me. I was asked on Friday on this show who would win the game. And what I said was, is Patrick Mahomes playing? Y'all said yes. I said then Kansas City. And that's what it is. If this dude is on the field, he's the best player on the field. He's going to play the best. There's never been a three-year run in the playoffs like we've seen from Patrick Mahomes. And that's just going to continue. When he has to make a play, he always does. And it doesn't hurt when you have dudes like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce who can't be stopped.
That was another edition of Doting on Mahomes.
Ryan Clark on ESPN, his version of Doting on Mahomes.
Text line said Patrick McClones.
Patrick McClones would be how you
very good
clone Patrick. Ugh. Or that would be the, yeah.
God, it was right there on a T. How did I miss that one? Yeah. Also says Bob Manfred more of a duck guy.
Yeah, I would imagine Bob Manfred probably serves duck on a silver platter. Like, you go to his house and you're having duck.
Yeah.
And it's not like that duck a la orange. It's just duck.
I didn't know that you were supposed to serve duck medium rare. I didn't. That was the preferred.
Oh, is it medium rare? I don't know. And foie gras?
That was the preferred method.
But this whole Arizona thing, like, they have no say over anything. They're just issuing proclamations or whatever it is out there to get their name in the news. Because, what, like I said, Glendale, Arizona is part of this thing that they don't want spring training, but yet they're allowing two hockey teams to play there with fans.
Wasn't that corner that he was standing on?
It was in Winslow.
Winslow. This half hour brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
I did explain that logic.
Patrick Mahomes has his target number front and center next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.